Thanks for listening to WVIK Quad Cities NPR. It's 9:04 on this Tuesday morning. This is Jim O'Hara with WVIK News. Flooding continues to impact the Quad Cities area. The Mississippi River at Rock Island is at 20.14 feet this morning and will remain at very high levels well into next week. The DNR says debris from the Mississippi River flooding could actually be good news for the river's wildlife and anglers. The recent flooding has brought tree limbs and vegetation downstream. That may make it tough for Iowa's fishermen to get out on the water at this point, but it could be good news for the future. Kirk Hansen, the Mississippi River Fisheries Supervisor for the DNR, says the debris could be a huge benefit to the more than 100 species that call the river home. Hansen also anticipates the growth in habitat will mean more catchable fish in the coming years. In sports tonight, the Cubs play in Baltimore, the Cardinals host Kansas City, and the White Sox are at home against Minnesota. The Quad City River Bandits play at Modern Woodman Park tonight against Peoria. WVIK Quad Cities weather today mostly cloudy with a chance of isolated showers after 4 this afternoon. High expected near 80. Tonight mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers and a low around 66. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and a high near 84. Unthink. If you enjoy the small talk you have with your barista or grocery clerk, AI could soon make them a thing of the past. What we lose when we swap out human workers for robots and artificial intelligence. That's at noon today on Think, here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. This is Jim O'Hara.